to bring in none other than Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And hello, and how are you?
I'm fine. So yesterday afternoon, I'm sitting at my house, right?
And you have more rain.
No. Listen to what happened. And I'm typing on, in between 4 and 6, I do my afternoon. Actually, 3. Anyway, in between 3 and 6, I do my afternoon computer duties, getting things set up and checking things. So I'm sitting at the computer, and I hear a slight rumble of thunder around 3:30, 4 o'clock. So I go to my radar app, which is a good radar app, and there's this line of vicious storms in upstate New York.
Coming due south.
At the beginning, the arrows pointed that it was going southeast, and it looked like they were going to, just clip us, okay? Well, they didn't clip us, but they did clip Greene County, Columbia County, and the wind, even if it missed you like it did us, the wind up the 22 corridor, Dover through Armenia and stuff like that, was amazing. 20-some thousand people without power in Columbia and Greene and portions of Ulster County. But it just they just developed really quick, and boom, down they came.
Yep, and that's what we expected, random thunderstorms, and they were random. There's no doubt about it. And then they weakened as they moved south. Today, we're not expecting any rain. So that's a good thing. I hope you're glad about that. And I think today we'll wind up I have a tendency to say that there's going to be more clouds and sun. Well, we shall see. And I'm saying we're not expecting any rain. We're expecting afternoon gusty thunderstorms in the low 80s. So there, again, could be some wind with this activity. And then the storms end tonight, early, mid-60s, and tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 80, which is not bad for 4th of July. 85 to 90, partly cloudy, more humid Sunday, and partly cloudy, humid, middle 80s on Monday. Next week, easily 85 to 90, almost every single day.
Well, what it sounds like, what it sounds like is that the production that the Sharon Playhouse is putting on outdoors tomorrow evening is going to be okay. The fireworks displays in Dutchess County, the three of them for the public, are going to be okay. And it looks like, as a matter of fact, the whole weekend looks great. And really, the unfortunate part about it is that people don't want you to go to the beaches. The social distancing.
Yeah.
So just have your party. I've been telling everybody this morning, have your parties at home. Invite people over, get together with community parties. That way, you don't need face masks because you know the people, you know where they've been. You can have it at your, and not put anybody in danger. Have your 4th of July parties like that. And then put on the TV because there's a, from 8 o'clock on July 4th, in the evening on, CNN is going to show the fireworks displays at various locations throughout the country.
Nice.
They're going to do like a four-hour show. They're going to switch from fireworks to fireworks so people get a chance to see fireworks. Which I think is kind of cool programming. I think that's we need this. We need this. And we also need to social distance, and we also need to wear masks. So, anyway, but it looks like it's going to be a great weekend for all the outdoor activities.
Shouldn't be bad. Yeah, it shouldn't be bad. We have a friend of the family who goes to the beach and has been going to the beach since they're opened. And my sister said to her, aren't you a little nervous about going to, especially where she's going to a very popular crowded beach? She said, no, what am I nervous about? And my sister said, come on, the virus. She said, there's no virus. Yeah. My sister said, what? She said, no, there's no virus. It's the Democrats trying to scare everybody. Mm. And I said to my sister, what was your response? She said, I dropped it. She said, on that note, what would you like me to respond to? I said, did you ask? She said, I did say to her, my sister works at a bank. My sister said to her, then how come I see so many debt certificates coming in every day? Because my sister has to process checks and loans and all of that stuff. And my sister said there are death certificates coming in, you know, dozens by the day. But anyhow, that only goes to show you the mentality. I lucked out. As of yesterday, I don't have to worry about being tested or quarantined to go to Maine at the end of next week. Or the only states across the Northeast that have to worry, Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Those two states need to be quarantined and have proof of a COVID test if they're visiting other states. But New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, all no problems. So I lucked out and I don't have to worry about that, which is one huge thing off my back for going up to Maine, which I leave a week from today after the shift. Then I'll drive up to Maine.
All right. That's good news for now.
So that was good news, yeah. The other news is not good, obviously. As you, I mean, 50,000 cases yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
In this country is the only country in the world, other than Brazil, that this is happening in. Everybody else has managed to flatten the curve and get down to very few cases.
And why?
Because the people follow the basic rules.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's, like you said the other day, that is one of the reasons why Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, thank goodness, I'm knocking on wood, have done so well, because all of us have stuck to the rules.
Now we have to keep those other people out.
That, I don't know how we do that.
It's impossible. But really, I've been preaching this all morning. Enjoy the weekend, but please, it's been proven, and it's been totally disproven, the mask does not affect your breathing. If you have emphysema or something like that, yes, it's hard to wear a mask. But other than that, the mask is there to not protect you,
protect
other people.
Everybody else, right?
From you. And just do it. If you're around people, put the damn mask on. And then let's keep this thing low so we don't wind up like 36 other states that have this running out of control now again. Jeez,
exactly. I'll be up at the lake, just to call a few people, and then a little barbecue tomorrow afternoon, very little. And then tomorrow night I sit on my screen porch, and they bring that barge out to the middle of the lake, and they shoot off fireworks. It's a beautiful display. It lasts for about a half hour, and that's the extent of my socialization over the weekend.
Your fireworks alarm is going off.
Oh, that's a stupid copy machine. Copy, all it does is beep.
Beep. Well, I want you to have a great weekend. Now, are you going to be, you're not going to be around on Monday, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, you are. Okay. Well, then fill us in on how the weekend goes. I want you to have a happy and safe weekend up at the lake, Pat.
Well, you know, you do the same. Everybody do the same. Be safe. And, yeah, enjoy it, and I'll see you on Monday.
All right. Happy 4th, Pat.
The same to you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.